Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to the show. This is your girl, the Literary Diva of Blog Talk Radio. And welcome into Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal. And today we're talking about, or this evening, we are talking about, can't even talk, standing your ground. And we hope you guys will be listening in to this episode, because it's going to be a good one, not only because, I feel good at what we do. Sometimes we have a little technical difficulties, but that's okay. Every show does. But because of the topic and some of the things that we're going to be giving you so that you can stand your ground against crazy folks and get through those chaotic situations that you may be going through at this time in your life. But welcome to the show. Shout out to all of our live listeners and to the rest of those who will be playing back this broadcast. We certainly do appreciate the many of you who take the time to listen in and listen in to get something out of the programs that we do. Because we love to bring you guys great talk radio, great topics, you know, things that you can take with you and use in your life. But we certainly do appreciate you guys. Of course, we always say drop by Amazon or our bookstores in your local area, wherever books are sold, to get your read on. Reading is one of those things that most of us have been given the gift to do. Sadly, many, even millions, cannot read. So give the gift of reading to someone you know who cannot read, because there are millions of people who can't read. You guys, it's really sad. And when you see those folks, you know, you want to say, I can help you. So, you know, it's okay to confront them, people that you know, and to let them know that it's okay to learn to read. So, you know, you can do this by inspiring someone through your actions and your motivations. To just be enthusiastic about what reading means to you and how you can help them. So that's really important. Now, today's episode is all about standing your ground. And, of course, we're going to be talking about, standing your ground with those not-so-good situations and people. And, of course, in life, we all know that we will encounter situations and people that we don't like, that we have problems with. Sometimes those people can, at times, get on our nerves and hurt us in a negative way. Those things can impact us in a bad way, as well as the people around us. So when those things impact us in such a way that's not good, then most people don't know what to do. So it's up to you to find a way to face those things and move forward. And we want to discuss those things with you all because, you know, here lately we've been running into some people that have been going through a lot of different situations, whether it's relationship issues, marital issues, kid, you know, problems with your children, problems with your family, whatever it is. You know, basically it's relationship and relationship. That's what it comes down to. But, of course, relationships matter because we are social people. And sometimes when those relationships come to a head and they explode, then those we oftentimes don't know what to do, or we kind of fold, or we kind of fall back or whatever, and we find ourselves not really moving forward. And we call those people that seem to want to make things terrible in our lives or cause negativity or just be crazy or whatever it is, we call those people toxic. And, you know, I shouldn't use this, but it's almost like a pimple. You know, no one wants a pimple on their face or anywhere on their skin. You know, it's unattractive, it's gross or whatever. So you want to pop it and you want to get rid of it. You want to get rid of all the toxic, disgusting things that's inside of it. And so you pop it and you get rid of it. Now, sometimes it's red, it's disgusting, it spreads, and then sometimes it just goes away, you know. So this is what we have to do in order to make things better and in order to make those situations better in our lives. We have to get rid of the toxicity in our lives by speaking up, you know, standing up for ourselves. You know, some people will do anything for their own personal gain at the expense of others, cut in line, take money, you know, bully, belittle, do whatever, pass guilt, play the victim. But, you know, folks, you don't have to accept that behavior. Many of these people know they're doing wrong, they know they're doing the wrong thing and will back down surprisingly quickly when you confront them. You know, in most social settings, people tend to keep quiet until one person speaks up. So we want you guys to speak up. Want you guys to speak up and to, you know, just let that person know. Especially if it's with a, you know, a good friend and you guys have that falling out, let that person know, you know, that, you know, that you're not going to take their behavior. So, you know, some toxic people may use anger as a way of influencing you or may not respond to you when you're trying to communicate or interrupt you and suddenly start speaking negatively about something dear to you, you know, and, you know, if ever you dare to speak up and respond adversely to their moody behavior, they may be surprised or even outraged that you've trespassed into their behavioral territory, but you must speak up anyway, you know. So, you know, and then sometimes it doesn't do any good just to give in to what they're spewing because oftentimes that's what people want. You know, they will try to say things and do things to get you all riled up just so that they can have something to say or so that they can say, oh, my God, I knew you were like that. You know, sometimes it pays not to give in to their drama or to what they're saying because what they're doing and their bad behavior tends to make them look bad while you're very composed and you're keeping your composure, you know, they're not. So, you know, that's what standing your ground is all about. It's being very aware of your actions, being very aware of what to say and what not to say, when to say it and when not to say it, when to pull back, if you will, you know, say your piece and keep it moving. And, you know, a lot of people don't like that because they want the constant drama. You know, they want the heat, you know, just so that because they feel like it makes them look good. But, you know, toxic behavior is never okay. And sometimes you do have to stand your ground against those people and in certain situations. So we want you guys to at least do that, you know. Oftentimes we as people, you know, we go through a lot of experiences that stop us in our tracks. And those experiences can handicap us or teach us something new. You know, it could teach us something new about ourselves. It could teach us something bad about ourselves. You know, it's every experience that we go through, it's a learning lesson. So you have to look at those. Each experience is going to be different. It's never going to be the same. So you have to take those experiences or each experience, and you have to face it. You have to dissect it. And you have to be compelled to deal with it as it's happening instead of waiting until, you know, things really do blow up. Then you don't know what to do. So every experience is a learning lesson, or it can be a handicap to you. So oftentimes you have to look at that, and you have to keep it real with yourself in saying, okay, you know, I have to deal with this, or if I don't deal with it, it may follow me. Or it may, or something very bad may come out of it. So, again, you have to deal with it. You know, if we let those things handicap us, then we are certainly doing ourselves an injustice. But standing our ground against those individuals who set out to see us fail or who want to get back at us because they're just mad at us because of whatever the reasons are, or because they're jealous, or, you know, you're done with the friendship or the relationship or the marriage and whatnot, you know, those are the people that you can't let control your happiness, your destiny. You can't give those people permission to run or ruin your life, okay? That's where standing your ground comes in, because those are the types of people that want to ruin your life. They want to take everything that you have. They want to steal your dignity. They want you to act out of your true character, you know, also that they can have something to say bad about you. You know, they want to take your voice away. You know, they want to really do you in. And there, and you guys understand that there are people out there like that who greatly, greatly want to see you, who greatly want to see you fail, who greatly want to do harm to you in the worst way, either by bullying you on social media or doing things behind your back or trying to gather information on you to use against you, or, you know, when they see you, you know, just to harass you. You know, you cannot give those people permission to run your life, okay? And you have to tell yourself today, you know, you don't have the right to do this to me. You don't have the right to be disrespectful. You don't have the right to do any of those things to me, because today is the last time that you will do that. Keep your composure and keep it moving. And they will look stupid. That's what standing your ground is. You know, you don't have to be very violent unless, you know, unless there's violence, you know, unless they are trying to violently do something to you. Of course, that's where you have to protect yourself, but it shouldn't come, you know, a whole lot of these situations don't come down to someone actually physically hurting anyone. You can fight with your words and with your actions. Actions, I mean, by not having violent behavior. But another thing that you can do, folks, with standing your ground is move on without them. You know, if you know someone who insists on destructively dictating the emotional atmosphere, then be clear. They are toxic. You know, if you are suffering because of their attitude and your compassion, your patience, your advice, and gentle attentiveness don't seem to help them, they don't seem to care one bit, then ask yourself, do I need this person in my life? And if you say, hell no, I don't need that person in my life, then keep it moving. That's what you do. And when you delete toxic people from your environment, it becomes a lot easier to just breathe and just live, you know, because you have dealt with it, you have done all you can, and it's done, it's over with. But, you know, if the circumstances warrant it, leave these people behind and move on. Seriously, be strong, know when enough is enough, and letting go of toxic people doesn't mean you hate them or that you wish them harm. It simply means you care about your own well-being. You know, a healthy relationship is reciprocal. It should be give and take, but not in the sense that you're always giving and they're always taking, you know? Because some people just want to take, take, take. They don't want to give, give, give. You know, and if you must keep a truly toxic person in your life for whatever the reasons are, then consider the remaining points, you know. You have to keep it real with them. Given, you know, if it's a mother, a sister, or whoever. And then, you know, sometimes people... remove a mother or a father or even a sister out of their lives because it is too toxic, you know. So, you know, don't pretend that their behavior is okay, you know, because things can really explode, because then you will look like the fool. You know what I mean? Put your foot down, you know. This is the thing. Your dignity may be attacked, ravished, and disgracefully mocked, but it can never be taken away unless you willingly surrender it. That's what I'm talking about when I say the permission aspect. You don't give these people permission to insert themselves in your life. You don't give these people permission to, you know, steal your happiness, to stop you from being happy, to... you know, to, you know, do harm to you. Look, you can stand your ground in whatever capacity you have to. You know, you can find the strength within to, you know, stand up for yourself by putting your foot down. You know, I guess the best response or the, you know, I guess if you're around an individual that is truly toxic in your life, you know, just make the message clear. You know, there's no reward for subtle digs and no games will be played at your end. You know, because if you buy into what they are selling, then you look like the fool. And that's how it truly turns out to be. You know, if they're ranting and raving and they're being snarky and they're insulting you and belittling you, then just, you know, don't surrender to them. And how you surrender to people like that is you give in by, you know, insulting them back, by giving your energy to them, by, being just like them. That's how you surrender it. Don't surrender it. Don't give any energy to it. Walk away. And honestly, folks, toxic people will pollute everyone around them, including you, if you truly allow them. If you try reasoning with an individual and they're not willing to budge, you know, don't hesitate to vacate the space and ignore them until they just leave you the hell alone. That's what I'm saying. You know, don't take their toxic behavior personally. You know, it's them, it's not you, and you have to know this without a doubt. Practice practical compassion for yourself, not for them, because they don't deserve your compassion at all. But most importantly, take time for yourself, because that's the most important thing. When you take time for yourself, you start to learn a lot about how you respond to things, how much you're willing to take, how much you're willing to give, how much you're willing to put up with. You know, there is a situation that a friend of mine is going through, her ex-husband, and I think that I've told you guys this once before. You know, he keeps wanting to insert himself in her life. He's very jealous. He's an alcoholic. We know that. He didn't treat her right when he was with her. And so he wants to use her children as pawns to get at her in any way that he can, which I think is wrong, because you never do that. And it's just been crazy. You know, they recently went to a mediation to try to work out some sort of visitation. And he was very hostile. He was very crazy. He was, in her eyes, he was being psychotic. And she just kept her composure. She didn't look at him. She didn't give any energy to it. You know, she said that she would shut the mediation down if he continued to be toxic and to be, you know, continue to act crazy. You know, she could have said a lot of different things, but she didn't. But I'm going to say it. He is a crazy person. He doesn't know how to treat people. He is an alcoholic. His name is Octavius Hill. He used to be in the Air Force. He is a pervert. He has done some terrible things to her that we all don't approve of. You know, and we're not for calling people out here on Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal, but Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal. And I'm glad that she stood her ground on that, because, you know, acting that way in such a public place really does show what kind of person you are. And it shows that you don't have the skill set to compose yourself like an adult. And Octavius Hill does not have the, you know, he doesn't have the skill set to compose himself in any type of capacity as an adult. And from what I know, that's very clear. He is a manipulative, he manipulates, his children. He wants to turn his children against their mother, and in the worst way, so that he can be seen as the winner. You know, he claims that since he's been retired from the military, that he has no job, that he's going to school full time. But this dude has two kids, people. Listen up. He has two kids, and now he wants to stop paying child support and have the government feel sorry for him, because he isn't working. Well, guess what, dude? You have to get a job like everyone else. Get a job, do what you got to do, and stop trying to play the victim. So, you know, he is a very toxic person, and everyone knows it. It's just a matter of time before he self-destructs and causes harm to himself and harm in his own life. And, you know, if that happens, then, you know, that's him. That's not her. But, you know, speaking for her, she does everything she can for her kids. She loves her kids. She works very hard. She is very successful, and he's jealous of that. He wants to take that away. While they were married, he basically cheated on her many different times. You know, it's just a lot of things going on, a lot of toxic things that was going on. He didn't care anything about his kids, his marriage. And after they got a divorce, he started to want to care. You know, that's how it always happens, folks. But again, you know, life isn't a dress rehearsal, and we all know that. So she's moved on, and he's upset about it. And that's one story of just millions that we all know of people that we know that have gone through some different things with toxic individuals in their lives. So, again, a lot of times you do have to stand your ground. You have to, you know, go back and reevaluate handling yourself, what you can do and what you can't do, what you're willing to take and what you won't take. So I'm glad that she has done that. And, you know, again, I will keep you guys up on this situation because it is a real life situation. And I'm sure you guys know the people who have gotten a divorce and who are going through things like that with their kids and family and things like that, and people that are mad and jealous because they no longer have a family anymore. You know, that's a real life situation that is going down now, you know. But if you guys have a real life situation that you guys would like to talk about on the air and share your story with, give us a shout out at literarydiva29@yahoo.com so that we can share those stories on the air, because and let us know just what you learned from that experience. Did you remove that toxic person from your life, just like my friend? You know, did you get rid of that person? You know, how are you handling the situation? Are you composing yourself, right? You know, are you giving them permission to run your life? You know, let us know. Give us a shout out, literarydiva29@yahoo.com. And just for kicks, I will post these pictures on our front page so you can see what he looks like. Ladies, beware. Do not mess with him. He is a crazy person. He's a pervert, and you don't want to go there. So with that being said, everybody, this is your girl, the Literary Diva, Blog Talk Radio. This has been another great episode of Life Isn't a Dress Rehearsal. And today we talked about standing your ground, and we hope that many of you are standing your ground when it comes to toxic situations and toxic people, because that's what we want you to do. Don't give people the time of day. Don't let them steal your happiness. Don't give them permission to just take you down. Hey, you can do that by yourself, right? Don't give them permission to do anything to you. Once you do that, you have surrendered, folks. You don't want to do that. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys for listening. I know we went into overtime, but thank you guys so much. And I really do appreciate you guys for listening. And I know you guys will be listening in after this episode has wrapped up. So thank you so much. And enjoy your evening. And God bless you guys.
that's what you want.